Once I decided, I said, I believe this is God. And when I told him, the reaction he gave, I knew it was then for him then. So what are you thinking? What are you thinking? I got to deal with these folks at work. I got to do this. I got to do that. And ain't nothing wrong with that. You know why? You have to think about those things. Otherwise, you won't be able to function. You have to think about those things. But don't let those things take top priority over doing the will of God. Hallelujah. And that's what I really want to get across to you. Acts 17, verse 11. It's still in the KJV. These things, I'll give her a second. Acts 17 and verse 11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with what? All readiness of what? And they searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. What am I telling you? Reevaluate, check your thought process daily. What are you thinking about? If it's not in line with the word, nope, I can't think that. I'll give you an example. For some reason, I know it had just got to be the devil just trying to get me in fear. I'd come home and before I get to the kitchen, the light on, what if you see a snake? I mean, that's a thought that would come to me. It sounds silly. But I'm not terrified of snakes, but I ain't friends with them either. Okay? And I guess the thought came from a couple of times I have seen, well, probably three times I've seen snakes crawl around my house that I rent. I killed one and the other two, I have it. So the thought, he called himself planting that seed. But you know what I did? Nope, I don't receive it. I'm not going to be in fear. I said that a few times. Guess what? Thought went away. I didn't even think it anymore. Next thing you know, here it come again. This has happened a few times, but every time I say, nope, I'll not take that thought. Why? Because I'm not going to live in fear. And I don't want to shoot a hole in my original floor. I ain't going to tell you how many guns I got, but when I'm getting fired. Now I'm not going to shoot a hole in the floor, kill him with something. You shoot a hole in the floor, Sammy. Some would. I'd have to choose wisely, I guess, because some make big holes and some make smaller ones. So I had to pick one that's not going to make such a big hole, I guess. Praise God. But the thought, it came and it's come a few times, but every time I said, nope, I don't see that. Do you know how powerful the mind is? You got people that are almost, is it paraclete? Is that the right word? Paraclete? I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. They're almost a vegetable. Is that the right? Yeah, you the nurse, you know. She's saying yes. Okay. But they are geniuses. You can't shut the mind down. You can't shut it down if you don't want it to. I seen a guy on Facebook. I really wanted to play it, but I just didn't know how to get it to them so they could play it. This guy was a little person, they call him now, the proper way to call him. And he does not have any arms. This guy lays on his side and plays the bass guitar and the lead guitar. And he cold with it. Do you understand what I mean when he say he cold with it? He's good. With his feet. He don't sit in a chair. His leg too short to sit in a chair, to be honest. I guess it's why he lay on his side and he strummed that guitar, chords and all, with his feet. Play the bass guitar. You know anything about slapping the bass? Back, back. He can do all of that with his feet. His mind didn't let him be held back. He didn't let his mind hold him back. He took his mind and put it to use, and he learned to play both of them. I watched him doing both of them on a Facebook video. You can't tell. When I saw that, I said, you can't tell me that ain't nothing you can do. You can't do. You can't tell Kenny there ain't nothing you can't do. And I'm telling you, there ain't nothing you can't do. And we got God on our side. I don't know if that man was saved or not. We got God on the inside of us that can tell us exactly what to do. And you mean to tell me you behind? God, where am I missing it? God, what do I need to do? Do this. Do this. Well, I still ain't seen nothing, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew. You keep doing what he tells you to do until it comes to fruition. All right, Lord, what's next after that? And continue to move, progress forward. I want to encourage you today. Get your mind in line with the word of God. The thoughts of the righteous. Think righteously. Don't think when somebody does you wrong, I'm going to get you back. I know a lot of people like that. No, I ain't going to get you back. No. I had an opportunity to do that. I said, no, I'm going to let them have. Rightly so, it was mine. Rightly so. Legally, it was mine. But no, I ain't going to even worry about it. Not putting flowers on me, but I'm telling you, I know there's something greater than to worry about that. All the effort I would have had to put into that just to get it, to me, it wasn't worth it. They owe it to me, though. Forget about it. Forget about it. Your mind should be stayed on Jesus. Now, if he tells you to pursue, that's different. But just because you know they owe this to me, I know this is supposed to be mine. I ain't gonna worry about it. I had them to do me like that at work. I applied for a position lesser than what I'm doing now, and they told me that I couldn't do it. They had to pull my name for whatever reason. You know what I did? I could have called the HR team and all that. I had grounds and evidence to show them that these people wrong. You know what I did? Ain't gonna worry about it. I like this phrase that I say to myself. My turn is coming. That's why I said it this morning. It's turning around for me. I say to you, it's turning around for you. But when will it turn it around? When will it turn around? Check your thought process. Check what you believe. I believe that eventually it'll just happen. I believe God is in control. And whenever he wants me to have this thing, I'll just have it. Where is that in the Bible? Hey, thank you, Bishop. It ain't in there. There is a list or a number of things that you must do to receive from God. All of them don't apply to you. But do the ones that do apply to you. And first and foremost is you got to think it. How did God get the world here? He said, but before he said, he had to think it. You can't say something you ain't thinking about. Let us make man. So he had the thought. He make man. So he said it. Once he said it, he did it, and it came to pass. Glory to God. What are you thinking? What are you believing? What do you believe? Is what you believe in line with scripture? What scripture do you have to prove what you believe? I'm not telling you to prove it to me. You need to prove it to yourself. You need to get the scripture and go, I believe this. So where is this? You know, someone's come back from way back when, some of the stuff that's in the Bible from way back when, not from the Bible, but from church way back when. And we all got this, that, and the other, and we sing these hymnals. Don't you know some of the stuff in the hymnals ain't scripture?